This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley and we appreciate you being with us. Today is a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us today. Good afternoon, sir.
Nice to see you again. How was your fourth, your fifth, and your sixth?
It was great. It's just hard to know what day it is when
That's right.
I mean, the week just gets all messed up.
Especially when you have a holiday like on a Thursday. It's like, okay.
Sure.
And then that feels like a Saturday. And then you're like, what am I doing on Friday? Why am I working? Why am I not? And then when Monday comes around, I go, I really don't want to be
here.
See,
they ought to have Independence Day, the first Friday of July.
Right. Yeah, but Thursdays and Tuesdays, I got
to
say, those are the best days.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you get four.
Then you know you get a day off, but if it's a Wednesday, you're really confused.
Right. Absolutely.
Right. That's a guilt factor.
Yeah, yes, it's a guilt factor.
And Bob is with us as well from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs is Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, before we get to our guest today, enlighten us on what's happening in the mortgage world.
Well, I think pretty much everybody kind of knows rates are down. Rates are staying down. There's talks that the Feds this week may lower the prime rate a quarter. That doesn't affect 30-year fix as much, but it just kind of keeps everybody more involved. It does affect short-term loans like HELOCs, but the rates are down, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it, refinancing, saving $200-$300 a month and not extending their term. So we're seeing a lot of that happening right now.
Okay. Again, 720-895-0500. We're glad to welcome in studio first-time guest, Lena Bella Mayo. Did I do that close?
Yes, perfect.
All
Thank
right,
you for having
deal.
Me.
Good deal. Well, Lena, it's great to have you in studio. And, Bob, you kind of set this up for us a little bit. So just tell us a little bit about our topic today and our guest today.
Well, the high-level basics are that Lena and I have known each other for a little while now, and she's got a truly unique concept in bringing buyers together. It's a unique way to do it. She's got some structure in place. That's what we're going to talk about today. But it's a different way to buy a home.
Okay. So, Lena, take just a moment. We'll just kind of start at the beginning of a little bit about your background and where you've been and what got you into what you're doing now.
Sure, perfect. So I am a Colorado native, so obviously very familiar with our market. And I have worked for some pretty big companies, so I've got a lot of marketing background, and market research is one of my areas of interest and where I've spent the majority of my professional career. And when I took some time to look at how the real estate market was moving, I started to notice some very challenging data. So Lawrence Yoon, I hope I'm saying that correct, the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors to start, has done a lot of work to look at the market. So since 2011 to date, we've had a 48% increase in cumulative cost of housing and only a 15% increase in income. This is a massive delta. And when we consider the 73 or 75 million cohort of millennials that are entering into this home buying market, there's a huge challenge. We all are familiar and agree that, cost, inventory, and down payment are a big challenge. And we have to find a way to allow this particular cohort of buyers to enter into home buying and to participate in the American dream. We have a sharing economy, so we all are familiar with the success of Uber, Lyft, and Airbnb. We know that people are accustomed now to finding ways to expand their resources and to make their life richer and more fulfilling through these kinds of offerings and services. Why not expand that to include real estate? People are buying homes together. People are, doing that on their own. But do they have the infrastructure? And is there a way in which they can do it confidently going forward? And I identified that as an opportunity, and that's how I developed my platform, HBU Home Buyers Unite.
So let's go to the concept for a second of sharing economy. Now, you mentioned Uber and Airbnb, et cetera. So how does sharing economy apply to buying houses?
So people are looking for ways to expand their resources. So I mentioned earlier we've only had a 15% increase in income in this cohort of millennials and for others, in fact. And I really believe that people want to live in specific areas, whether it's because there's a school zone there that they want their children to attend, or maybe even they're just looking to buy investment property, which will be a big part of our conversation today, to build up wealth and equity so that they can, you know, have some secondary income and find a way to enter into the real estate market. In the sharing economy, we're looking for ways for people to do things together. And in that particular way, you know, with that in mind, that's how HBU is a service. So we have people who are willing to ride a share together. We have people who are willing to rent out a room in their home to extend their resources and to use what they have. In the very same way, we're identifying people who want to co-buy together but are not familiar with the process, don't have the infrastructure available to them to do it confidently. Buying a home or investment property is a serious decision. You have to have the right kind of expertise available to you. And not everyone has that, or a down payment. So we like to say buying a home for half price. And what we're saying is that you and someone else can buy a property, and if you're doing it with a partner and you have the right kind of co-borrow agreement, exit strategy, etc., then you are, in fact, lowering your cost of investment and entering into a market that you may not have otherwise been able to do without an opportunity like this.
Now, in your research, because you talked, you did a lot of research, mm-hmm. saw this, you kind of saw a model of this overseas mm-hmm. that's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah.
What are they, I mean, how's that working out for them?
So there, so we already know co-buying is not new. People have been right. buying property together, you know, a significant others, family members, etc. But the larger effort has not been identified and really rolled out right. in the U.S. There is an effort being very successful in the U.K. So in London, it's very cost prohibitive for young people to buy property together. It's quite expensive, and they have a very nice program there. One of the businesses is offering a way for people to meet together. It's like Match.com for right. home buyers. It's great. And they've been at it for several years, so they've gained some traction and trust in the marketplace. People are willing to participate, and they have a nice infrastructure there, and they're quite successful. In Australia, there's a larger corporate effort going on there, and they're doing co-buying as well in Australia. And they're focused across the board, not just people who want to live together, but investment property and also commercial partnerships. So this particular type of co-buying concept, if you will, is doing well, actually gangbusters in those two markets.
I like your concept when you say it's like buying a house at half price.
Yes, I love that idea. And I think people want to expand their resources. Right now, I read there was, I want to say, $100 million of debt with baby boomers because of college, you know, student loans. It's massive. I mean, there's, we talk about millennials, but there is across the board opportunities for people of all ages to participate in a co-buying opportunity.
Perfect example of kind of thinking out of the box a little bit.
Yeah, completely. It was almost like, as she describes it, it's like it's inevitable. Like mm-hmm. you talk about it. We share everything else anymore. It's, and so there's so many people that have a home and that they rent out rooms or that they'll buy an Airbnb to rent them out. Mm-hmm. This is like the next progression up.
Absolutely. There are a lot of folks, you'll see a lot of commercials now on YouTube especially. YouTube, the number one communication channel in the world in every language. It's absolutely bombarded with people who want to talk to you about how to buy real estate. And it is, you know, just anywhere you go, you know, mortgage companies, experts, right. they want to talk to you about doing that. But no one is providing a platform to allow people to do it together. Yeah, they'll show you how to do it. But when we have an affordability issue, then we're talking about the need to help address the affordability issue. And I saw a statistic not long ago that said 70% of U.S. markets are actually, you know, so expensive for people that they're having a hard time even affording a home in 70% of our markets with the, you know, income challenges that they have. And so affordability is massive. So not to address affordability really just is not addressing the problem at the root.
Sure. Let's go to the phones. We've got Devin on the line. Devin, you're on a special edition of Your Money Matters. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Thanks for calling in. So you've got some experience here with this, I guess.
A little bit. I'm a 60-year-old guy, and I was. And my question really is could I, you know, and I got kids. My daughter's like, she hasn't bought a house yet, and kind of been living in an apartment. And if I want to make an investment in a property and have her either manage it or live in it too, and kind of a joint deal where I give the money instead of giving it, I'd actually own the property. So it's an investment property on that side as well as an investment for her. And that way, instead of her having rent, she's building equity in real estate mm-hmm. versus, you know,
so how would that,
10, 15 years for her to save up enough money.
Devin, to answer that question, it is like a co-buying, but instead of you both buying it as an investment, you both could be on the loan, but she could buy it. She'd be on the loan as the primary. You'd be the co-borrower, as with co-buying, but you would get better financing. Your rates would be better if one of you lived in it as a primary, even if she's going to be the manager of the property. It's still her primary residence. This way she gets credit for it on her credit, and she's building the equity along with you. And then if at any time you decide to sell, you split it, or she can buy you out. So it kind of works along the same line. So, yes, you could do what you're asking.
Yeah. And, what a great question.
And so that would get me a better rate on the mortgage?
Yes.
Than basically an investment property, because she'd be the primary? Is that how that would work?
And you can say owner-occupied.
Yeah, you say owner-occupied, it requires less money down to get you better interest rates. Everything starts to change because the risk is better on one member living in the property as owner-occupied. It's less for the investor than straight-up investment property. That's why investment property normally requires more money down.
So how would the platform help me do that?
If you want to give us a call, we can set you up and explain how that does. We just have the two of you get on, and we connect you up,
okay.
And then we start the process.
And you can reach Kurt if you got I don't know if you got a pen handy there, Devin, but 720-895-0500. And you can ask for Kurt or Bob, and they'll get you fixed up and get you with Lena, and we'll get you taken care of.
But 895-0500.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Devin, to finish that off, Lena has a very structured approach to this, and she will be able to help you. So we'll direct you to her. But you can call and ask for either one of us, and we'll get you to Lena.
Awesome.
All right, Bob. Hey, man, we appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day. Once again, our call-in line, 303-477-5600. If you've got any questions, we'll take your calls. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Your Money Matters right after this.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number, 720-895-0500. Our special guest today, Lena Bella Mayo. Her number, 623-224-0842, 623-224-0842. And the website we are discussing is homebuyersunite.com. Before we get into our conversation, let's go to the phones. We've got Terry in Lakewood. Terry, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you so much for calling. So, Lena, you know Terry?
I do. Okay. Terry is a wonderful friend, and she is a homeowner.
All right, Terry. So tell us your story a little bit.
So I was thinking about purchasing a second home, or maybe perhaps just just a second home or some type of a business with my daughter or with an actual family member. And I was wondering, how much do you think, what type of percentage would I'd have to put down? Or maybe you can help me with the qualification process.
So there are some limits to deal with there. If you're buying an investment property, you're going to need to put down on the average 20%. There are exceptions to that. And remember that for an individual, if there's two parties involved, that's 10%, right? There's some easy math for you. There are unusual times that you can get down to 15%, but on the average, you should think 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, one of the things that can change in that, Terry, is if you're buying it together, and like I mentioned with Devin, if one of you decide to make it your primary residence, then you can get in as little as 3% down.
Oh, it's 3%. Okay, so I did hear you speaking to him, and so that's what spurred my my thought process in regards to the percentage rate. So what about the qualification process?
What about what?
The qualification process.
It's pretty much the standard. You got to show that you've, you know, got credit, you've paid your bills, that you don't have a bankruptcy or foreclosure in the last couple of years. But it's a standard if you're buying any kind of property, whether it's a condo, townhome, single family, duplex or fourplex, any of those will work. It's the same standard qualifications, because if one person's taking it as their primary residence, it's just like they're buying it. Now, what we're seeing some people do is they'll buy a fourplex, and they'll live in one of them and rent out the other ones. So with Lena's system here, you now can start to expand your portfolio and your retirement package if you hook up with people, and you can start buying more than one.
Mm-hmm.
And it really increases your cash flow over the years.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways to do investment. I just quick, Tara, just wanted to say there's a lot of people who are in your particular situation. They work hard, they save, they own their own home, they have children, they might be on their own or married, but they're looking for ways to invest and use their resources that are available to them to build wealth over time. And there's options, right? There's stocks, there's other things. But real estate seems to have a very stable option for people, and it also provides a lot of control that you don't get in other assets. And so that's why I think a lot of parents are considering, hey, what are the options available to me? You know, who do I talk to as far as experts in the lending area? And, if I wanted to do this, what would I have to do to participate? And I think in this particular case, Terry, you and other people who are listening who are in the same situation can just take the first step. I mean, it's very easy. Contact Bob and Kurt, have the conversation, talk a little bit about your goals, and then we can all do the next step, and we can fit you into the process, and you can keep it moving. It's free to register. There's no obligation. We don't keep sensitive data. And so there's really no reason not to investigate the option.
One of the great stories that we have here from not too long back is a gal named Jennifer.
Yep.
And Jennifer was a single mom, and she was trying to accomplish single mom with a very limited income. And she was trying to accomplish really what we're trying to do here. Today, so we'll fast forward maybe 3 years or so.
Right.
And today she owns her home plus two investment properties. Yep. So it's possible. Remember that I think the key is owner-occupied, if you're looking at a duplex or a fourplex, live in one of them, and you can get a pretty discounted down payment rate.
And the thing that Bob's talking about, it gets you started. If you're willing to take the first year and buy a duplex or a fourplex and live in one side of it, then you've got enough money down. Mm-hmm. You can buy other investment properties, stay in it another year, then turn around and buy your primary that you move into, but you still own these investments that are bringing you money. So if you're willing to invest a little bit of time, which she was willing to do, she was able to expand her portfolio, and she's pretty secure now. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to get started. And with Lena's system, you can do it half price, which really makes it exciting. So you'd like to get into the game, but maybe you don't have the 5% or 10% down, but now you can. And you can't afford if a tenant doesn't pay, but now it's half. So it's a whole lot easier. You take a lot of the risk out of the game when you're matched up with the same person with the same goals that you have.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And can we talk a little bit about how you mitigate that risk?
Terry, was there anything further that you had questions on? We're not rushing you at all, so we've got plenty of time if you got any more questions.
No, that's fine. I just needed the first step.
Okay, great. All right, Terry. We'll let you go then. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
I was just saying for Lena, there are ways that you have in place already, structured ways that mitigate the risk.
Yeah.
For folks. Can we talk about that a little bit?
So I've been working on this particular business model for about a year. And before I wanted to run down the block with telling everybody how wonderful an idea this was, I really needed to, bear out the data and talk to experts, real estate agents, lenders, lawyers, and people who are co-buyers, and say, what are the important factors here? What do I need to know? And part of what I needed to know was what the level of resistance was. What makes you hesitant? Where's your angst? And from those conversations with buyers, potential buyers and professionals, I realized that part of the challenge of co-buying is what happens if someone defaults? What if they don't pay their share? How do we get out of this? It's a big buy, it's a big commitment, et cetera. And so part of anything that you do, you want to do some diligence. And my particular effort was to look at how they avoid that now. I talked to some real estate attorneys and I looked through the real estate equity agreements, right? You want it in writing. Even if it's a family member, right, you need to make sure that you are very carefully talking about who owns what percent, what happens if we want to sell, what are the steps involved, you know, et cetera. And I've worked through a system that allows for a co-buyer agreement with some very specific areas to address, and also leaves room for some flexibility so that they can make it their own agreement. And that is very key. Also the background check. Let's say you have a coworker or a significant other or a family member or friend you want to co-buy with. You know, it's very easy to say, hey, I've known Jack for 50 years and we're going to buy X, you know, what have you. Or this is my cousin. They're never going to do anything wrong. Wrong. You still should have a concrete legal document between the two of you. It's a professional arrangement. You should have a background check. You don't know. It's, you know, a very small investment. If you're really serious about being transparent, these are small pieces, but they go a long way. And they're part of the infrastructure to help us.
And if you're going to be in a partnership, you should, you're wanting to protect your money.
Yeah.
So those are important things that you've already set up through attorneys and the real estate board and stuff like that.
Absolutely. We have a great real estate attorney that's provided us with a very nice agreement and quite grateful for that.
Yeah. I'm concerned about how expensive this is. Lena? Tell us about
it. Yeah, so people are obviously cost sensitive, and so I would say that we're free. We want you as a buyer to come join us and bring your co-buyer and your questions. And even if you are on your own and you don't have a partner, which is possible, over time when we get more people to participate, there may be an opportunity for people to meet one another and go through a vetting process and buy together. There's a variety of different scenarios where that could play out. If you are a parent of a college student, you want to buy a condo or a duplex in that college town because you know your student's going to be there for four or more years, you know, that's an option. Meet another parent, et cetera. But I would say it's free for everyone to join. We are not, you know, a nonprofit organization. So we do gain lead and marketing fees from our participants, but it's free to our members, and we're not collecting any sensitive data. People are often worried about online platforms. I don't want to give you my information. I'm worried that it might get leaked, stolen, et cetera, in the world of hacking, if you will. But we don't keep any sensitive information. We're going to say, you know, who are you? How do we contact you? What's your mission? And then we're going to hand them over to
us.
You two. Yeah. So that you can collect that information and you can have that conversation with them, because we don't need it.
No.
And so there's no reason for people not to come ask, inquire, and, you know, find out how they can grow their equity for them, their family, their friends, et cetera.
So if somebody's listening now and they want to maybe start the process, mm-hmm, and think about it, how to match up, they can go to your website. Talk about your website.
Yeah, so homebuyersunite.com HBU is designed to provide information and content. So we have an FAQ, frequently asked questions. We have a nice video on the front page. And there's a how it works process that gives you the five steps of what you'd participate in. And also there's a contact form. It's very simple, five or so questions, a couple of boxes to let us know what your needs are. And then you're off into our database, and we'll reach out to you and put you in touch with the right people and get you going.
Their number, 623-224-0842, 623-224-0842. And once again, that website is homebuyersunite.com. We're up against a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation. But you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Don't let mosquitoes disrupt your family fun at your next barbecue or keep the kids from camping out in the backyard. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I'm very happy that our outdoor activities have been mosquito-free for the last 4 years thanks to the fine folks at Mosquito Authority. Their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. And did you know when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections? At Mosquito Authority, they guarantee you won't be bothered by mosquitoes between treatments. And if you are, hey, all you have to do is call. They'll come back out, reassess your property, and if necessary, retreat at no additional charge. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC, investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. We have Lena Bella Mayo in studio with us, and we are talking about her website, homebuyersunite.com. Before we get to further in our discussion, we're going to go to the phone lines and talk to Peter in Fort Collins. Peter, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good, good.
How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Appreciate the call. How can we help you?
So I live up in Fort Collins. I'm a single dad, and I'm really interested in how I could get a bigger place, but I don't have the resources to afford a bigger place right now. So how would I go about getting like a co-buy partner with this setup?
So right now, what we're working on is really creating the kind of awareness of what we're doing and working with people who have potential partners. But we really want to encourage people like yourself to come and register on our site. Let us know what your mission is, your area of interest. Talk to our professionals and get pre-qualified so we know what you're able to afford so that we can match you up with somebody who is interested in the same area and who can meet your requirements. It's going to take a little bit of time for us to get to that level. So we have, you know, we're introducing what we're doing now. We're working with people who have partners already in place. But there are so many people who are in your particular situation. We were just talking about that. People who have the potential to buy, but they need a partner for some of that additional resource support. And so it's going to take a little bit of time for us, I believe, on our side to get the volume of participation to really help you. It is our mission, but it may take a little bit of work.
There is also, Peter, there's a library of names that we need to build. That's what Lena is saying. I say we, I mean her, mm-hmm. But she's building, right? She's building a stable of interested parties who'd like to get into this. So it's going to take a bit.
Great. Is that something that I can do on your website? Or
yeah, absolutely. We're absolutely encouraging people to go onto our site, fill out the contact form, and let us know what it is that you're looking for. And ultimately, we want to make sure that people understand the folks that are available to them in their area are background checked, they've been pre-qualified for X amount of dollars, they're cleared for any sex offender registry issues, so that people can confidently feel comfortable to then have a conversation with these potential partners and then meet them, talk to them, and decide whether or not this is something they want to pursue.
You've vetted, one thing I want to mention, Peter, is Lena's already vetted people all over the state, realtors and mortgage companies that can help you wherever you want to go, depending on whatever your situation is. Mm-hmm. So while we may not be able to help you, there's somebody else that can. We could do most loans, but there might be areas even out of state.
Yes, absolutely. There's always options. I think the first thing is to, as an investor like yourself, it's really important to feel very good about what it is you want, which I'm sure you know, where you want to live, how much money you want to spend, and what kind of partner you want. We talked a few minutes ago with Terry about a multi-property, a fourplex, for example. There's always the option of doing something like that with someone else. It might not be the big home that you might share with somebody, which is fine, but you could actually share a property with somebody if that's your goal, and then have additional space to, you know, have income that could be generated for you going forward. So there's a variety of options.
And you could, Kurt, you could figure all this out with an agreement with two individuals. I mean, one person may have, you know, a lot more of the down payment than the other person, but again, you can figure all that. They might be just $5,000 short and just need a partner.
Maybe there's an equity split.
And that's where Lena has come in, and she's already got the contract through the real estate attorney to where they can customize it to fit those requirements.
Yeah.
So, but it helps people get out there to get started and get that first home, start building that equity, start getting the appreciation value with all the tax benefits when they can't do it now. It's a great way to start.
Yep. Absolutely. Right.
And, Peter, I don't know if you have Lena's number, but I'll give it to you, 623-224-0842. And, again, that website, homebuyersunite.com.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks,
Peter.
Learning more.
All right. Let's go to Aurora. We got Bill on the line. Bill, you're on Your Money Matters. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Good. How can we help you, sir?
Well, a very interesting concept. What I was wondering was, let's say I do buy a property with someone else. What happens if that other person doesn't do what they're supposed to do, like make payments or maintain the property? How do we protect against that?
That is probably one of the most important questions that people have, and their biggest hesitation, right? What if somebody doesn't pay their share? And part of the process that we provide that is not normally and readily available to people who are co-buying now is, you know, our advice to help them avoid default. And for us, it's really that co-buyer agreement, the terms and conditions of who is responsible for what percent of equity is held by who, and under what conditions you would be willing to sell. That's a huge part of the process. Additionally, we have discussed, you know, a process to allow some funding available for a period of time in the event of a default so that there is time and there is funds available so that that process, that exit process, can take place comfortably without, you know, an urgent tragic event. So we do have a co-buyer in place. We have some provisions that require some funds available for that process to take place comfortably.
But there's a nice nice agreement that, that Lena has worked on with a real estate attorney, a specialized real estate attorney, that's addressed so many of these things. So give her a call, have that discussion, and that is a very valid question.
Yeah, thank you.
And Kurt, we would say, I mean, well, this is a great concept, and I would hate for someone just to call a buddy and go, hey, we should do this and write something up on a legal pad. I mean, you know, you want this. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah,
you
Lena need talked this about process. It. You may know somebody, but you really, until you get into the business partnership of it, you need to, what's their past to get you to this point?
Right.
And you bring up the fear. What happens if they don't contribute? You know, and we've talked about you kind of set up an escrow account at the beginning.
Yeah.
So there's this little bucket of money.
That's right.
And if somebody starts to default, both people are protected, but you've got time to say goodbye to one, and it's coming out of this bucket.
That's
not
right.
Out of the other individual. So you've kind of already pre-planned for the answer to that question, and there's ways to do that through the legal agreement you talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to make sure that I say that while we provide the infrastructure, this agreement, and all of these wonderful pieces in it, we still want to encourage people, because they have their own specific scenario, to take that agreement and go to their attorney, right? We want them to do that. We want them to seek legal counsel as well. So we're providing them with good resources, solid resources, good infrastructure, great content, and then we want them to do the diligence on their own too, because at the end of the day, we are absolutely not responsible for
you're doing this as
after.
A service
yes,
to
sir.
Help them, but bottom line, you're the adult, you got to handle your own business.
Yes, sir.
Business transaction.
Yeah,
that's correct.
And once again, Lena's number, 623-224-0842, homebuyersunite.com. Bill, any other questions, sir?
No, that was it. I was going to ask you the website, but you already got to it. Thank you.
All right, sir, Bill. Appreciate it, bud. All right. And I tell you, again, this is a great thing. And I mentioned you guys during the break when I worked for Jake Jabs. Jake said always this, find a need, fill that
need,
and you'll be successful.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I see this being huge. We just got to get the word out.
Well, Lena mentioned at the beginning that the home values have gone up since 2011, 48%. Well, we felt that. The rates have pretty well stayed the same, but income's only gone up 15%. So in the surveys that I've done, millennials just can't afford to go out and buy a home. You know, the house payment's the same as a rent payment, but they don't have the money to make it work for the down payment and everything that goes with it. This gives them an outlet to get started.
Absolutely.
They can get their first one and be in it a year or two and then say, okay, I'm done with that. I want to now go out on my own, or I want to do it again.
Yeah.
But you start to get the experience at without near all the cost and the liability, because you have somebody else who's been vetted and you trust to go forward. So I think it's a great concept.
Yeah. In fact, Bob and I had a long conversation. We did a very short direct mail piece downtown to where a lot of, you know, millennials like to live, because it's a walkable community and they like that. And we really had a good discussion around people already living together. You already have a roommate. You've signed a legal agreement for a lease for a period of time.
You already know you're compatible.
You already know you trust this person, they're responsible, et cetera. Why not consider building a little equity for yourself? Maybe they're not married. Maybe you're just a young person out of college. You still got student loans to pay off. And you know you can afford X amount of dollars each month. You're already doing it. It's a very easy transition to have that conversation with your current roommate and say, look, why not buy something together like a condo? We're already used to living together. Why not build some equity for ourselves instead of just paying the rent and not really receiving anything by way of tax credit benefit and equity on the other side? So that's an option as well.
So, you know, they're already paying $2,000 a month, $2,200 a month downtown, right, for a two-bedroom place. But the other thing we didn't touch on, and we'd like to get into it a little bit, is that there are resources out there for these buyers. And quite often there are resources you don't think about. You have parents and grandparents, and if you were a parent or a grandparent and you're wondering how you can help, you know, we had an earlier caller that was on exactly that subject. You can either be involved on the loan. You can offer gift money.
Yep.
You can do any number of things, but there are ways to explore that you need to, that's really some of our listeners need to check into. There are ways to do it. So
yeah.
There's down payment assistance programs.
Yep.
There's a lot of different ways to help out to get started.
Mm-hmm.
By bringing somebody else into the picture, it makes that process easier. Again, it's the first step. Yeah. And many people think about when they're buying investment properties. Mm-hmm. Well, what if they miss? One of the things about investment property, even if the economy goes down, people still need a place to stay. They still need to rent. So if you have investment property, mm-hmm. every time that tenant makes a payment, you're making equity.
Yeah.
They're paying your payoff down. Even if the value doesn't increase, mm-hmm. you're still making money that's not coming out of your pocket.
Right.
So it's again, it's a way to get started to start to build a portfolio and see if you want to take it on further with yeah. not half the risk.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I find very interesting, I had a long conversation with people I know from college, graduate school, business, and just a community. And I was very surprised at some of the questions and the hesitation. I think there is a fear, a level of resistance and fear with home and property ownership. It's almost like if I don't understand it, it's not for me. And or if it's, you know, how much does it cost? How can I afford it? You know, there's so many barriers psychologically for people that I feel like the opportunity to do co-buying, whether it's a multi-property or, you know, maybe it's just a primary residence with somebody you're currently living with or a family member wanting to help their younger family members. I think the first step is what is your fear? And I would encourage people to send me and call me and let me know, what is your hesitation? If you had the choice to build additional wealth for you and your family through property purchase, and you've thought about it, but you've been hesitant, why are you hesitating? What is it that is causing you to be concerned? Because I want to address that. I want people to feel comfortable to ask questions, to come to us, to figure out whether or not this is something they want to do. Because I feel like if we don't do something today to help this particular cohort of millennials, we're going to have challenges economically that are going to be a domino effect. We know home ownership is absolutely an economic indicator, and I want to make sure that yep. we provide that support as much as we can from our side.
Go ahead. I have a guy I worked with about a year ago who got some gift money from his grandparents. He and his wife, and they had been married only about a year or so. This was last summer in August they closed. But between he and his wife and his grandparents, they bought a fourplex. They moved into one of them, so it was owner-occupied.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I just got an email from him yesterday that says he's ready for number two.
Awesome.
You start to see that those fears that you have because of unknown,
yeah.
because you don't know, so you're afraid of it. You start to see that they're really not that big of fears if properly attacked, if properly right. looked at, mm-hmm. and you understand what's coming before it could get there, and you prepare.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many people that are renting. We have Mike Hills on the show all the time, and he's constantly showing people how to buy.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a bank of people that you work with that you vetted to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that's part of the lessons you learn over life. I've worked for a long time in marketing and communications and public relations, and I would say the most important thing to me is to find good people who are honest. They have high integrity, they're considerate, professional, and they will treat people that we're working with the kind of respect and consideration that they deserve. And that was a mission of mine.
Yeah, quick shout out to Forrest out there.
Forrest, we love you.
That's one of our good realtors.
Absolutely.
Once again, Lena's number, 623-224-0842, 623-224-0842, homebuyersunite.com. And before a break real quick, Lena mentioned building wealth, and if you're renting out there and been doing that a number of years, you are building wealth.
For someone else.
Stop doing
you're
that.
You're doing
Stop
it.
Doing
Make
that
the
right
call.
You.
623-224-0842. We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
If you missed rates being this low before, now might be your time. Lower rates may help you to qualify for your new home or lower your payments and eliminate mortgage insurance. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, and many of our clients are taking advantage of the lower rates. Most are able to save hundreds a month, all without extending their term. What could you do with $300, $400 a month or more? Pay off debt? Do some home improvement that you've been putting off? With your equity increasing and rates lowering, now might be the last chance to save thousands in interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan lately? Are you being treated like you're in an assembly line? No one listening? Just talking? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we will listen and find the right loan for you, all without the stress. Take AIM, 720-895-0500.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers with us. Mr. Bob, also from Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Billy Bob.
And our special guest, Lena Bella Mayo. And that website, once again, homebuyersunite.com. You can go there. Find out all the information, a great website, some FAQs there that are really helpful. And then if you'd like to speak with Lena, 623-224-0842. So, Lena, real quick, and we touched on this a little bit earlier, but let's talk about your fees and how that works, and then Bob's got some follow-up questions.
Yeah, that's a great question. So people are always asking, hey, what's the angle here? How are you making money? You know, are you... You know, is there something that I need to know that's in the dark shadows? But there's nothing in the dark shadows. We want to encourage people to come and participate, and that's why it's free to join. There's no subscription fee. We're not going to charge you anything for any participation. You will, in fact, have to pay a very small amount of money for your background check. But that's just because it's on your own. It's something that you're going to keep and that we're going to use to identify you as a, you know, vetted individual. So, but the actual revenue that we generate is going to be on the side of the service provider. So we're going to charge and get paid marketing fees from our partners, our real estate agents and our lenders. And so, and it's going to be enough to keep us going. So we're not charging anyone anything.
Hey, Bob.
And it really, I wanted to make sure that the participants out there understand that it is free, period.
Yeah.
It is free, period, to you. So you can go out there and you can close on a house, and as Lena said, about the only thing that you'll have to pay for is a background check, and that's awfully minor considering the scope of this whole project.
And which everyone should want, by the way, if you're interested with anything. Yeah.
Yeah, because mortgage companies can't raise their fees on every customer. Everybody has to be charged the same.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I'm using you, you're using me or someone else's, my fee's the same. And realtors, I mean, there's just a flat fee. They can't increase it. Mm-hmm. So there is no really cost to the consumer.
Yeah.
It's just a free service.
Absolutely. There's nothing in the dark.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many benefits, though, to actually using the service as opposed to going it alone or, as Scott said, somebody writing something on a legal pad. But let's recap those benefits again. Why would someone come to Homebuyers Unite? Mm-hmm. .com.
Yeah, that's a great setup there. And on our website, just so that you don't have to worry to write this down, there this is all listed. So, you know, obviously we mentioned there's free membership. You have access to co-buyer lenders and real estate agents. Obviously, the background checks are very important. Expert advice to avoid default by way of our agreement, important. Lower down payment. When you're co-buying, of course, your investment's going to be lower. So that's a huge competitive opportunity. We also have a couple of credit resources. So you may not be at the point where you're ready. Hey, I don't know. Do I qualify? What is my credit like? Do I need some work there? I would say life is a process. Start today and go where you want tomorrow. So if you need some credit support, we have some a couple of resources to point you in the right direction. Finally, as I mentioned, and I think this is really important for myself as a consumer, I want to make sure nobody's hacking into my banking account, my information. We don't store any sensitive data. And last but not least, but most importantly, if you're entering into a co-buyer opportunity, you're going to have a stronger market position. Let's face it, our challenge today is cost, inventory, and down payment. And when you're doing it within a partnership, that only elevates your opportunity to be competitive in our marketplace.
Wow. And Bob, we mentioned this, and only got about a minute and a half left here, but what a great thing for maybe parents and grandparents to do things. You're wondering how to help kids or family members or whatever. That's a pretty good deal right here.
Yeah, I personally think it's a great idea to not save it for the will, not mm-hmm. save it for the inheritance. You know, if you have the opportunity to help your...
And the kids are thinking the same thing.
Of course. it's amazing how you can take a little bit of 3 to 5 or sure. 10% down and turn that into 100% equity.
Right.
And the kids get a whole lot more with just this little bit of money here to get it started.
Yeah, think of what that means, 10 years from now.
Gives them a good start to get going.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this hour went very quickly. So thank you guys very much.
I will go through our disclosures. We're Affordable Interest Mortgage at 7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. Our phone number is 720-895-0500. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate, and we are an equal credit lender.
All right. And Lena, thank you.
Thank you
for having
me.
Pleasure to meet you.
Really,
I'm sure we'll do this again. Great, great topic. Bob, thanks for setting this up.
Thank you, Scott.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Check out homebuyersunite.com. This could be something that really changed your life right here. 623-224-0842 is for Lena. Thank you for joining us today. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and have a great day.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.